There's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe
building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist, hey, or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here!
Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane.
Idiot!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Barry!
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all.
Mom! Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence!
Hello and welcome to episode 57, day 57. Here on the podcast organization without a cool acronym, brought to you by the Geekcast or Radio Network. It is our 57th day of summer, which means it is the day that the GCRN continues our cartoon adventure with Phineas and Ferb for the summers of 2016 and 2017, because now we are celebrating 10 years since Phineas and Ferb was on the air. You got any split personalities, Michael, or has your brain been drained by any zombies recently?
Ha ha! That was a zombie? Holy cow.
I don't know.
Oh. Having split personalities kind of requires having a personality. Working on the one I got.
Oh, come on. You've got enough personality between the two of us. We've got more than enough personality for this show. Oh, God. But yeah, so we're here to talk about Split Personality and Brain Drain, the next two cartoons in Phineas and Ferb Season 2. And we are, including this episode, we're 3 days away from being done with reviewing Season 2, and then we'll do the Season 2 recap. And then episode 61, we'll start Season 3. Yay! Season 3!
Yay! Kermit Wiggly Frog Arms. Yay!
Kermit Wiggly Strange Voice Frog Arms, because we have no idea who the hell the new voice of Kermit's going to be.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. He got let go, as the parlance is in the industry. Yeah, apparently he was too dour. Not upbeat enough to be a frog.
Apparently he was too demanding. Heaven forbid. You know?
Well, from what I read, the reigning Henson just didn't like where he was going with the personality. The personality, especially for the new TV show, right, was just too, you know, nihilist. Yeah. He was just cynical, and they're like, "This isn't how he's supposed to be." And you know, the Henson Company is very protective of the individual personalities. They don't want them to split. Let's say. Which, you know, we all grow and we all progress. And the personality that I had, you know, in the 70s is not the personality that I have now. So I don't really see how they expect Kermit to stay that way forever. But if you look, let's take a parallel, like Disney. You know, Mickey Mouse hasn't changed a whole lot in at least the last 30 years.
Yeah, no. And let's be honest, since Disney now owns the Muppets, they haven't really done a hell of a lot with the that franchise is essentially languishing at this point. I mean, the only thing Muppet-wise I see anywhere now is if the Muppet Studios, YouTube channel puts up these daily quotes or daily moments or whatever the hell it is, where, you know, it's like, hello, anyway, but yeah.
Those are fantastic. Well,
some of them are, yeah.
No, they'll put up stuff like from Sesame Street. That's just awesome.
That's Sesame Street. That's not the It is the Muppets, but it's not the Kermit and Piggy and all that. Yeah.
And so, again, I think they were trying to start a Muppet Renaissance with this new TV series. And while it's entertaining and it brings back the characters that you love, it's not quite the same. And again, the personality shifts. Not quite the same.
Yeah.
It's nice that they're shifting it for a new generation, for a new time. Mm. But, you know, you don't want cynical you know, condescending Kermit.
Yeah, and I sure as hell didn't want, you know, chest exploding female version of Jay Leno. I'm sorry, that show should not have been solely made around, like, don't make Piggy the star. That's the whole point of the Muppet Show, original The Muppet Show, is that she would interject herself as the star. You don't base the show around one single Muppet. If you're going to do a The Muppets type show, variety show, whatever, even if you're going to conform it to today's society of late night talk TV, you make it about everybody, not just, like, you don't, oh God. Anyway,
right.
Phineas and Ferb.
Normally it takes several years for one character. You know, like Big Bang Theory, it took maybe 3 or 4 seasons before it became The Sheldon Show.
Yeah.
Let's not just start The Sheldon Show. You know, let's wait and see which characters bubble to the top, which ones grasp the public interest more, let's say.
Speaking of The Sheldon Show, The Young Sheldon Show is coming to CBS this fall.
I first heard about that when I was on the Warner Brothers studio lot. And we came very close to seeing the set.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, and instead they took us over to Fuller House. Not, well,
you,
I mean,
poor sad Zach.
I've been forced to watch at least the first season. So I was like, woo, look at this. I'm actually here in the Tanner household.
Yeah, it's, yeah. That's a discussion for another day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Another day, another show.
Busting my brothers and trying to make Jeremy my boyfriend in time for school, I just can't seem to get anything done this summer. Like my Jeremy and Me scrapbook. I mean, I have cute pictures of Jeremy and cute pictures of me, but no cute pictures of both of us being cute together. It's a real problem. But time to check on Phineas and Ferb. Standing around, dorking it up, boring. There's just too much for one person to do. If only there were two of me. One to bust my brothers and one to be with Jeremy.
Look at what Baljeet did to my candy bar. He got his peanut butter on my chocolate. Look at this mess. Look at it.
Buford, peanut butter and chocolate are really good together.
I don't want to taste two things at one time. That's unnatural.
Well, you're in luck. We just finished our molecular separator. It's our cool new machine that breaks things down into their component parts. We use it to separate a mule into a horse and a donkey, and to separate shampoo plus conditioner into shampoo and conditioner. Ferb.
Witchcraft!
Try it. Well?
Singular goodness. Why don't you grab your peanut butter and your swimsuit and meet me at the flagpole?
Come on, let's see what else we can separate.
So, we have split personality to start off today. Candace accidentally gets hit by Phineas and Ferb's molecular separator ray, which causes her to have two different personalities. A romantic Candace and a busting Candace, so the boys have to figure out a way to put her back together. Candace Humpty Dumpty? Really? Serious? Anyway. Meanwhile, Dr. Doofenshmirtz tries to get over his fear of high diving, but he figures that if he can't, he will just use his look-away-inator to zap everyone so that they do not witness his shame. And now all I can think of is, what a schnitzel!
Mister, come on! It's your turn! Are you some kind of schnitzel?
I'm a man, not a schnitzel!
And damn it, now I'm gonna put Chicago's Look Away right here.
Look away, baby, look away.
That, you know, I didn't make that connection, but now it's gonna haunt my dreams.
When you see me walking by, tears are in my eyes. Look away, baby.
Look away.
Don't look at me.
I don't want you to see me this way.
Are you a man or are you a schnitzel?
I'm a schnitzel. I'm a
schnitzel. Get Sam here and have him sing it. You do better than me.
I'm, yeah, get Peter Cetera in here, yeah. you know, so I'm sure, and forgive me, folks, more so than Michael, because whatever I've said in the last 56 days, I may or may not have made allusions to certain episodes, and I think the episodes we're recording for the next 3 days... other stuff that I might have mixed up at earlier points or later points in whatever season they are, because these possible. Episodes I like these are the episodes I remember telling you about. I don't remember which day it was or
well,
whatever, but
you know,
like...
I'm almost positive we've talked about There's a Platypus Controlling Me.
Yep.
Previously.
Yep.
I'm almost positive that we talked about, hold on, I gotta look for this one real quick. The Candace Party.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Candace Party. Yep. And there's a couple of, yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Yep. Absolutely. So, Split Personality. This one was fun. I like this one.
You got your peanut butter and my chocolate.
That's right.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
But Buford, peanut butter and chocolate are a great flavor. No! Witchcraft!
You're not allowed to... No, it was witchcraft when they separated them.
Oh, that's right.
They used the molecular separator on it, and he's like, witchcraft! Love that. Oh, and I also sent you the commercials for the old Reese's peanut butter cup commercials.
Yeah.
Those were my favorite. They really, if Hollywood was going to remake anything, mm-hmm. it should be those commercials, because they were epic.
You know, I was in the store the other day. This is a few days ago. Well, this is probably by the time day 53 airs. But anyway, I was in the store and I saw the multi-packs of the big cups, the Ooh. Big Reese cups. And I looked at that and I'm like, nah, I'll
feel really?
It. Yeah, no, I wasn't in the mood.
All right.
I think I'm probably the only person that actually enjoys the white Reese's and the white Kit Kats, the white chocolate Kit Kat stuff. But anyway, yeah,
so, yeah. All right.
So Candace gets split in two, and
that's right. More... She needs two of herself so that yeah. she can both see Jeremy and Buster Brothers.
Mm-hmm. And poor Jeremy.
Well, you think it'd be good because, you know, who doesn't want to date twins? But sadly, he's only getting attention from one of them, and she's a little over attentive. She's like the is it the over attentive girlfriend?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called with the great big eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's the over attentive girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is so lost in this episode. He's like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
I'll tell
I've seen
him.
You. Yeah. Not me, the other me.
Yeah. The other you, Candace? Isn't there only one? No, it's like...
Yeah. God. It's confusing.
And then Dr. Doofenshmirtz builds a look-away-inator at the local swimming pool...
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, the way this thing looks is it looks like he built it right into the cement of the pool. So somehow it's leaking out energy that no, it's automatically firing or what? I'm like, huh, what?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want anybody to see him try to do the high dive. And of course, you know, he schnitzels out and...
He schnitzels out. The backstory for this one was epic.
It was, yeah. Are you a man or are you a schnitzel? I am a schnitzel.
And, like, the entire town is looking up at him. And then his parents have bags over their head.
Mm-hmm.
His dad has a bag with mismatched horns on it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And then I don't remember what the Drusilstinian language... was, but the caption said, "Too close."
That's right.
Get away. Get away.
Get away from me.
Oh my God. Oh,
I like that Candace gets to play both good cop and bad cop.
Yep.
Yeah, so she has Ashley Tisdale gets to play both roles.
Yeah.
Buster and Jeremy Lover.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have like separate names, but I called one Buster and one Jeremy.
Yeah.
She loves Jeremy. That's all she would talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I thought that was interesting because it allows Ashley to explore multiple sides of Candace without having to really alter the voice. Because when Candace is a whole person, it's all of her wrapped up into one. She can be sweet to Jeremy and she can be mean to be busting her brothers, but now you've got those two... personality traits of hers.
They're mutually exclusive.
Yeah, normally they are. And
well, no, well, I mean, they're mutually exclusive to the point that the Candace that wants to bust her brothers has no interest in Jeremy.
Yeah.
And the Candace that wants to bust, or the Candace that wants Jeremy has no interest in busting her brothers.
Exactly. And that allows Ashley more vocal range for the character as far as how she portrays each part of Candace's personality. Whereas normally it's a back and forth struggle, tug of war between her feelings for busting her brothers and for eventually, you know, wanting to.
There are many episodes where she's torn. You know, do I socialize or do I bust my brothers? And it, you know, she'll go either way depending on the call of the plot.
Mm-hmm.
What I really like though is the song, in that she gets to sing a duet with herself essentially.
Yeah, very true. Which is really funny and cool and interesting.
It sounded good. It was catchy.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see here. I love how it's at one point when they're trying to get Candace back to normal, they they make like 8 Candaces and then they get her back.
So it makes you wonder what each of the different personalities would be.
Mm, yeah.
And it wasn't Candace at that point, it was Sybil.
Mm-hmm. And by the time the episode ends, the romantic Candace gets a frame for Jeremy, but they need a picture to go into it.
Mm.
And she keeps saying, oh, well, Jeremy and I have pictures, you know, of each other, and they don't always come out right, but we don't actually have any pictures together. Well, the picture of them together after saying fromage, it's like Candace and Jeremy zombie. Like, that's what the hell?
Blah. So it was funny. It's funny that you would say zombie because there was a scene that was lifted directly out of Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see that one? Old movie with Donald Sutherland?
Yeah, I know what the movie is. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Well, when the body snatchers see someone who is not snatched yet, you know, mm-hmm. they all point and they have this screech like, wah! And at the end, you know, the girl who got away, right? Mm-hmm. She approaches Donald Sutherland, who is the character that she thought got away, and she's like, okay, let's go and we'll get away together and we'll flee to an island or something. I forget what the exact line. And Donald Sutherland turns toward her and points and goes, wah! and Candace does that in this episode.
Mm.
It's a funny reference that not everybody gets.
Yeah.
I like it. I recognized it. The other reference that I liked was when Mom was trying on suspenders.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see she had like the rainbow suspenders?
Yeah.
You know who else wore rainbow suspenders?
Weird Al?
No, Mark from Work.
Oh, yeah, Mark from Work, yeah.
Yeah, Robin Williams.
Yep.
He wore the suspenders and said, Nanu, Nanu.
Nanu, Nanu.
Nanu, Nanu. And the mom did not say Nanu, Nanu, which was a huge missed opportunity.
Mm.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
Doof can't jump. He's not a man.
No, he's a schnitzel. God, I can't even say it.
Schnitzel.
He's a schnitzel. There you go.
Schnitzel.
He's a schnitzel. Oh, he's a schnitzel. I'm talking out of the side of my mouth.
Ein schnitzel. curse you, and thank you, Perry
the Platypus. Yes. Curse you, and thank you, Perry the Platypus.
There's only one other thing I liked about this episode, and that was there's a lot of things I liked about this episode. But the one that I thought was funny was when the mom says, "Oh, what did she say? What did Candace say?" Candace said something like, "You know, sometimes I wonder if I was even born." And
mom says, you know, I have the stretch marks to prove it. Yeah.
Stretch marks to say otherwise.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
OMG. Mom, Phineas and Ferb made me.
date.
I've got some stretch marks that would say otherwise.
That lied. I can just imagine like a million kids across the country going, "What does that mean?" And it seemed like just this off the cuff, almost like candid remark that, you know, Caroline Ray probably said during, you know, recording, and they're just like, "We're keeping that. We're putting that in because that's funny."
Yeah. It's the scene after they split where Busting Candace is OMG Mom, Phineas and Ferb made me. I've got some stretch marks that would say otherwise. Oh.
That's, that's right.
Oh, man. That's funny. Oh my
it is
God.
Funny. Yeah. All right, those aren't stretch marks. Those are tiger stripes, and you earned them, baby.
What are you going to give Split Personality?
This one's going to get a 4. I liked it a lot.
I'm going to give it a 4.5. I liked it a lot. Like, this was really, again, getting to explore.
A lot.
You know, 3. I like it a lot. Yeah, but no, exploring 2 different sides of Candace individually without having to have her be so conflicted. You have 2 very specific sides of her personality that want 2 very different things. The doof plot was just great. I'm pretty sure this is day 57, right? So I'm pretty sure over the next 40 or so days I'm probably going to be using schnitzel a lot more.
Schnitzel. Stupid mutt thinks I'm a piece of schnitzel.
Oh, man. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back to watch the zombies drain our brains after this.
Okay, boys, I'm off to the store for as much mucus be gone as I can carry. Are you sure you're going to be okay?
No worries, Mom. We'll be perfectly fine.
Well, all right. Bye.
Bye, Mom.
Aw, you guys really are sick.
Oh, you know us. Nothing can ever keep us down.
That's great! You're completely incapacitated! That means I have the whole day to myself! I could spend all day on my Jeremy scrapbook, or I could work on Jeremy the board game, or I could go to the mall and watch Jeremy work from my hiding place behind the weaving rig! The possibilities are endless! This is gonna be the best sick day ever! For me!
Best sick day ever, huh? Ferb, I know we're gonna... All right, Ferb. Implement our sick day video game backup system. Ready, local area network?
Whatcha doing? Achoo!
You too, huh?
Where's everyone else?
Here we are.
So everyone's sick in bed today, huh?
Nah, I'm just lazy.
Cool, I think. Hey, where's Perry?
All right, we are back here on Palka, day 57. It is time for Brain Drain. Vanessa learns from her mom, Charlene, that her dad is picking her up from a party she is going to with her punk rock boyfriend, Johnny, and she is worried that he will embarrass her yet again. However, Dr. Doofenshmirtz is busy trying to use his devolutionator to drain Agent P's will so that he can control him. Things get out of hand when Dr. Doofenshmirtz picks up Vanessa at the party, and it's up to Agent P to save the day. Meanwhile, Phineas and Ferb and the gang, except Buford because he's lazy, are all sick. So they decide to make it the best sick day ever by creating a live television feed to their friends' home so that they can all enjoy a day of fun together. And they all play video games. They all play, like, a Mortal Kombat. Baljeet wins.
That was such a racist. kind of Japanese accent.
Hey, that's not. I didn't come up with that. This is in the episode. Don't blame me.
Baljeet wins.
Yeah.
Like, so awful. I get it. They were going for Mortal Kombat, but it was just so over the top. I mean, you know, it was like 1940s Disney over the top. sick days.
Damn, the wiki does not list who did the voice for the video game thing. It's probably D or somebody, but I was hoping that they would actually show us who was the voice of the video game guy. Phineas versus Phineas. It's like Buford versus Isabella. Isabella wins. I love that one.
Yeah.
I just think it's a funny voice. I get what they're going for here, but like, come on, it's a kid's cartoon for crap's sake. I mean, you know, what's the PTA going to storm Disney for this? I'm sure Disney has done a lot more.
Yeah.
You know, a giant phallic castle on the cover of a DVD box. I mean, come on.
That's right. And feel the love tonight. Yes.
I don't care what anyone says. They spelled sex out in those stars.
Ruben. It's been proven. We already know. I want an entire case of Mucus Be Gone.
Don't we all?
I think secretly it's Mucinex, and they weren't allowed to say the brand name. That stuff's fantastic.
I think, what is it? Mucus. I think Mucus Be Gone sounds better.
It does. Yeah, I like it better. So when you're sick, do you just hang out at home, play video games?
It depends on how sick I get. Like if it's serious. I don't.
If I sound like this all day, then yes, I play video games.
Hey, I'm not you, okay? I'm not Mr.
I get stuffy and I can't talk, man.
So for anyone that is listening to this for the first time, Michael and I have been recording with each other for podcasting for about almost
8 years.
Yeah, 8-9 years, something like that. There was an episode of the TFG1 podcast, episode 17, Five Faces of Darkness, Five Cartoons in One Podcast. He shows up and like, I'm so sick. Do we really have to do this tonight? I can't.
This is a terrible idea.
This is a terrible idea. Oh, look. Skylinks is shitting the guns out of his afts.
I sound like Candace in Parsnips.
You know what? You probably did.
I probably sounded a lot like Candace eating parsnips.
Oh my god. That's so funny. So yeah, no, for me it depends, because I don't get sick all like full-blown colds and that kind of thing. If I have a headache and I can't look at my screen, I will go in and I will lay down and I will close my eyes and not open them until the headache is gone. If it's just a sneezing fit, I'll step away from the computer for a while. But most of the time, if I'm just not, like, if I'm just feeling stuffy, or I'm just sitting here doing whatever I have to do to get stuff done. So.
Ooh.
Yeah. So.
Try not to get sick then.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Oh, what is a devolitioninator?
Devolition, it's to take away the will of. It's basically, you know, removing.
It's mind control?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
How about that?
My teacher is a panda.
Where was that?
In the platypus song.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know. Everyone's a platypus. This is a platypus. That is a platypus. My teacher's a platypus. My teacher's a panda. It's a Peter the Panda reference.
Oh, yeah. I figure. Peter the Panda. So, Vanessa's here.
Yay. Yep.
Yay!
Going to the Scrapyard Invasion rave. What is a midday rave? Why is this a thing?
I don't know.
I've never been invited to one of these because I'm not hip. But if I were, I wouldn't want to go at night because, you know, it's a junkyard and you'd probably get tetanus.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of a daytime rave. Like.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, how are you going to use your glow sticks in the daytime? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I think my favorite part. Second favorite part, let's say, was Doofenshmirtz has the remote control helmet, the devolitioninator on Perry's head, and he says, "Eat that gum off the sidewalk."
Yeah.
Barry's like very slowly, like
because
inserted into his face, and he's like, "Oh no, you're gonna do it! Oh, don't do it! Oh, don't do it! Put it down. Okay, pick it back up.
I can make you do anything.
Eat that gum off the sidewalk. Oh, gross. You're really going to do it, Barry the Platypus? That's so unsanitary. Didn't your mother ever tell you not to do that? Oh, it looks so horrible. I can't look. Stop, Barry the Platypus. Stop. Oh, man, that was great.
It was funny. I was laughing so hard.
I think I was laughing more when between Doofenshmirtz and Buford, they both did the same thing to Perry.
I'm controlling Perry the Platypus. And slap yourself. Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself?
Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself. I love the stop hitting yourself joke. I just
That's my least favorite joke.
Yeah. It's not my favorite joke, but it's one of those things where I just absolutely I thought it was hilarious. Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself?
It's a recurring joke. That's what makes it good.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're not goths or punk.
They're not Visigoths either.
That's right.
So I'm like, what the hell, Doofenshmirtz?
Perry fights the old pharmacist.
Yep.
So I was very concerned for Doofenshmirtz at this point because, you know, each of the kids takes control of one of Perry's limbs through the remote control, right?
Yep.
And they proceed to smack Doofenshmirtz around up one side of a giant trash hill and down the other side of the giant trash hill.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking he could have died. I mean, tetanus would have been the least of his worries. He could have, been decapitated or something. I mean, be pretty bad.
But then he, you know, runs over. He falls over a can of Yulg. I mean, glue. Because you know he's not going after the adult diaper factory anymore. right. And he gets glue on his he gets glue on his hands and he's got records on his fingers and you know that's when the song kicks in and there's a platypus controlling me. I love that song.
It's an awesome song. This is another one of the songs that would pop up in between commercials on Disney XD for months and months and months. So it was stuck in my head. That's one of the reasons I like this episode. Reason number one, Vanessa. Reason number two, can't stop, won't stop. There's a platypus controlling me, and he's under the table.
Mm-hmm.
He's under the table. There's a platypus controlling me. He's under the table.
Yep.
I was at the Caribou Lodge once. It was just like this.
It was awful.
It was just like this. He's like, whatever happened to the Caribou Lodge? That was a nice place. It was you know, it's another recurring joke that pops up. I thought was, you know, that's what makes it good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sadly, Vanessa does not sing.
No, she doesn't, but this wasn't really an episode built around Vanessa having a number. I don't feel like all the other ones, they've built it around her character so she can work in like the duet with Candace or when she was singing "I'm Me" in the mall thing with Ferb and all that and everything else, you know. So,
yeah. But they could have. I don't think I'd want to sacrifice "Platypus Under the Table" for a Vanessa song, but it would have been nice to hear her sing. That would have pumped this up easily from a 3 to a 4, in my opinion. By the way, I gave it a 3.
Yeah, I kind of got that.
What did you give it?
I gotta give it a 4. I really dug it. I thought it was fun.
Somewhere
you know.
You heard Vanessa singing, I guess. So.
Well, you know, the thing of it is that it's...
Are you on drugs?
No.
You better share.
That's not, no, that's not the right response to that.
Ferb says, "Oh, I'd never do that."
Yeah. I know. Oh God! But no, it's
Forward-y?
Just, yeah, it yeah, it's because it's really really fun. Again, you've got we've got more Vanessa in this episode with her personal life than we would normally would get. We got her and her mom. We got her and her dad. We got her and her punk friends with her punk rock boyfriend.
Bill Paxton was there.
Huh?
Bill Paxton was there.
Okay. all right.
There was a punk. I don't want to call him a goth. All right. There was a punk with a red mohawk and in the trench coat that was open on the front, and it reminded me of Bill Paxton in The Terminator.
Oh, okay.
And it's in the very beginning, and Terminator says, "I need your coat and your motorcycle."
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I need yeah. I always get Paxton and Pullman mixed up, and I'm like, why would President Whitmore be in Phineas and Ferb?
Bill Pullman is the most talented surviving Bill of that combo. Surviving Bill of that combo. Because Paxton died.
Oh. Dang.
If I have to explain the joke to you, it's not really a joke.
No, you don't have to explain. I got it, but it's like,
what was the episode where it was like, ooh, snap?
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, let's moving on.
Oh God.
I gave it a 3. You gave it a 4.
Yeah, I gave it a 4. All right.
Candace out.
Candace is out. Peace.
Peace.
Or if we really want to call back, Giant Candace is out. Peace. Oh God. We're gonna take a quick break, come back to close the show after this.
Dad?
That's your dad?
No.
I was at the Caribou Lodge once, and it was just like this.
So we are back here on the podcast, Organization Without a Cool Acronym, Day 57. Please excuse my co-host and his insensitive Bill joke.
What? I didn't do anything insensitive. Okay. Very sensitive.
Right.
He's one of my favorites. Uh-huh. Who else could remember Bill Paxton's role in The Terminator and not love that man as an actor? He's the only guy who's been killed by both a Predator and a Terminator.
Oh God.
And an alien. But I think Lance Henriksen was too. That might not be true.
Alrighty then.
Moving right along.
Moving right along. These are not the podcasts you were looking for. Move along.
Look, sir, podcasts.
Yeah, we have really furbed this up, folks.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. Oh God! Thank you for joining us here on Falco. There are several ways to get in contact with us with feedback for the show. Please don't do this. Visit the website geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on this and all of our other episode posts. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Follow us on Twitter. I am at TFG1 Mike. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. What is your Twitter?
PeconCT Michael.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekcastRadioNetwork. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Palka and wish you'll join us next time when we will be giving you our thoughts on Roller Coaster the Musical.
Ooh.
Yeah. For now, I am TF2 Mike with
Michael Wilson.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Hey, if we're all wrapped up here, I have to pick something up at Brain Bath and Beyond.
Yeah. Quit being a zombie shopper.
What was he buying at Brain Bath and Beyond?
I don't know.
No. Doofenshmirtz is buying everything up at Brain Bath and Beyond. Go stop him.
I have no idea.
I don't either. He just said he was shopping there. I thought it was funny.
Brain zombie Bath and Beyond. Zombie shampoo. Oh, Christ.
Curse you, and thank you, Barry the Platypus.
So, Phineas and Ferb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this mess.
Yeah,
look at it.
But wait, there's more.
Say it again.
Aren't you a little young to be a podcaster?
No, I'm not. Aren't you a little old to be watching this cartoon show?
Yes, I am. It's good to see the nation's senior citizens taking an interest in cartooning.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
there's not really any more. That's about it.
No, I love Kong. Kong's awesome.
When did they dig up a caveman?
When did they what?
When did they dig up a caveman?
Dad, why?
Who's up for charades? Betty the Platypus, what are you doing down here?
Dad?
Oh, hi, Vanessa.
Dad, what are you doing?
Well, I'll be honest, I don't really understand, but I fell down this hill. Now I got glue on my hands, and I got records on my fingers. Records on my fingers, I got records on my fingers, and I just can't stop.
Don't stop.
Can't stop, I got a platypus controlling me.
What?
I got a platypus controlling me. Now let me sum it up, it was a strange set of circumstances.
Strange set of circumstances.
I come down the hill, I got glue on my hands. Now I got records on my fingers, and I just can't stop.
Don't stop, don't stop.
Well, I would if I was able. There's a platypus controlling me. He's underneath the table.
There's a platypus controlling him. What?
Oh, I get it. Platypus is a metaphor for whatever's keeping you down. Like corporations are a platypus.
The government's a platypus. Your teacher is a platypus.
My teacher is a panda.
Society's a platypus. My parents are a platypus. The media's a platypus. It's all just propaganda. Yeah, we all got a platypus controlling us.
Just me.
We all got a platypus controlling us.
I'm stopping
for a day. We all got a platypus
controlling us. I'm not speaking metaphorically. The platypus controlling me is underneath the table. Wait. Oh, wait, no, he's gone. There's no platypus controlling me. There's no platypus controlling me.
Your dad's kind of cool.
You're my punk rock boyfriend. You're not supposed to think my dad is cool. It only matters that I think he's cool.
She thinks I'm cool.
Well, it looks like all our fevers are broken. Except for Buford, who managed to get sick by laying in bed all day. Oh, there you are, Perry. Just in time for your walk.
Well, I'll be honest, I don't really understand, but I fell down this hill. Now I got glue on my hands, and I got records on my fingers. Records on my fingers, I got records on my fingers, and I just can't stop.
Don't stop.
Can't stop, I got a platypus controlling me.
What?
I got a platypus controlling me. Now let me sum it up, it was a strange set of circumstances.
Strange set of circumstances.
I come down the hill, I got glue on my hands. Now I got records on my fingers, and I just can't stop.
Don't stop, don't stop.
Well, I would if I was able. There's a platypus controlling me. He's underneath the table.
What?